The Last Word on Business.
With Fitzgerald Power, run your SME with reliable, efficient and personalised accounting services. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Ian, many pubs are struggling financially and suppliers must know that. So what logic is there in Diageo making the alcohol, the draft products, more expensive, so it could be up to 10 cent a pint more?
Evening, Matt. Well, just to give people the price increase, they're going up, Diageo, say, for Guinness, Hop House, Harp and its other draft beers by 6 cents from the 15th of April. And for its Guinness Zero brand, it's going up by 9 cents from the 15th of April. And that doesn't include what the publicans will pass on in terms of excise duty and VAT. And that is the third increase by Diageo since February 2023. Cumulatively, those price increases on Diageo's side, the publicans have amounted to 20 cent before taxes are passed on. In a statement today, Diageo says they continue to experience rising input costs across their Irish business operations, and to offset this, they are passing on price increases on its full range of draft products. For lots of publicans out there, Matt, they have no choice but to pass it on because lots of them don't have the profit margins to absorb it, but also they're still going to have to pay Diageo the higher price. And I'm struggling to think in Diageo's cases, why are prices still rising? We do know, according to the CSO, that producer prices, so the costs businesses face, are going down, particularly in energy and raw materials. Diageo brews all of these brands here in Ireland, so it obviously has to import some raw materials, but lots of its costs are based here in Ireland. So you would wonder, why are they increasing it? As a company, it is struggling a little bit. We've reported on that previously, that they're looking at selling off some of their beer brands. But this will cause its customers and the end user, people that go into a pub, quite a lot. Because a lot of pubs, Matt, they'll tell you, there are certain days when it was brilliant, St. Patrick's Day weekend, festival, absolutely out the door. Trade fell off a cliff then a couple of days later, and we'll see that again in the next couple of days. It might be busy over the weekend, people out perhaps watching a game in the next couple of weeks, but trade falls off. Suburban pubs are doing okay. City centre pubs are at the mercy of events and that tourism, and they are the ones that will have to bear the brunt of customers saying, we can't afford this, we just don't want to pay it anymore. And of course, the supermarkets will take advantage of it because it is draft beer prices going up, not impacting the relationships between the off-trade, as off-licences and supermarkets are known as.
Okay, for companies with turnover of over, was it €750 million, their corporation tax rate's gone up from 12.5% to 15%. But why is it that the state might actually end up losing money because of that?
Because there are big global changes coming into effect in corporation tax collection, which means that while companies in the past might have registered a big business in Ireland and passed through all of their European profits, what's going to happen in the future is you will pay your corporation tax on where you make that profit. So if you're a big multinational company, even though you might be registered in Ireland, you'll have to pay more in the likes of France, Germany and elsewhere. And the danger, Matt, according to the finance minister, Michael McGrath, is we will lose out on a certain amount of payments. Previously, he and the Department of Finance have estimated that might be around €2 billion per year. They've done a bit more number crunching in the department, and the minister saying today that that figure could be a good bit higher. We don't exactly know how much, but it could be more than that €2 billion per year. And we are so reliant on corporation tax now to finance all of the budget measures. Last year was a record year for corporation tax payments, around €24 billion collected, only behind income tax as the biggest source of tax revenue. And if we're potentially losing out, Matt, on corporation tax payments to other countries, that is going to be the big, big problem as to how to finance that.
Okay, and then what's this as well about two companies are paying 10% of our tax revenues?
Yeah, this is the thing that we are seeing right now from the Parliamentary Budget Office, which advises the Dáil on the state of the public finances. It says that there could potentially be, of that 24 billion euro, we do know it's heavily concentrated, that 60% of that is paid by 10 firms, but they believe that two individual firms are responsible for 10% each of that 24 billion euro. So there are two companies out there paying in excess of 2 billion euro per year in corporation taxes. You can probably guess them, Matt. They are the household name technology companies, the likes of Apple, Microsoft, Google, and I'd hazard a guess it might be potentially one of the pharmaceutical companies in the top five. What happens when these companies aren't making as much money? Never mind those changes I spoke about to the global tax rules. What happens if some of these companies are losing revenue, are seeing their profits decline? We are on the hook to the fortunes of just a couple of companies for a huge amount of money, which we use to pay for everyday services in the budget.
Very quick one. Did the Paddy Power owner Flutter make a bad bet by going into the American market?
No. On the face of it, its results today show a loss of $1.2 billion last year. But a lot of that is because of accounting changes and also non-cash charges due to the write-down of some of the businesses that they acquired in recent years. But their core business in the United States, it's absolutely booming. The Americans, which long held off on regulating gambling and allowing it, are absolutely falling in love with betting. And Paddy Power coming out today, revenues surging last year, 25% up to almost 12 billion euro. They're reporting their figures in dollars now because so much of their business is in the US. They've seen a 20% increase in the number of gamblers globally across their operations, but in the US, a 40% increase in the number of people betting with the Paddy Power brands in the US. It is phenomenal. And it is the global biggest betting company in the world, a market value of almost 40 billion euro. And the company's saying today they've got concerns about the Irish gaming regulation. It probably doesn't matter to its bottom line anymore when you look at just how much of its turnover and underlying profits it's making out of the US.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.